You're listening to Seek Christian Internet Radio Outreach, WSCIRO, Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love. Where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la. My King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la. I'll seek you from morning to night.
Okay, this is Dr. Shirley. Here today, it is Saturday, December 17th, one more week until Christmas, we're in the last week of Advent, and we are here once again, Faith Talks Live Prayer, WSCIRO, and Blog Talk Radio, stands for Seek Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston, and I have with me a guest. We haven't had a guest in a while, other than my husband, but Jeff, with Jeff Caniff. Dr. Jeff Caniff, but I have my friend from California, and today we're making history because it's the first time that Dr. Cheryl has used Skype in the broadcast. So I am very, very excited for what the Lord is doing through our multimedia outreach and multimedia in general, specifically social media network. And what a miracle of this day and age. The topic of today's conversation is going to be a line in the sand, okay? And I chose this topic because it was a vision that the Lord had given me about the Lord drawing the line in the sand. I spoke about that in our previous broadcast on the activity of heaven when we were talking about the sign of Jonah. Regarding the activity of heaven and what God's doing and what he expects of his people as we wait on him, as we prepare the way for his Holy Spirit to come upon us in a deeper way, to hover over us like he did Mary, when Mary offered her fiat, as the church describes it as in Latin, but translation, her yes, okay? And I just want to refresh your mind about the vision that I had. Regarding the line in the sand. A couple mornings ago when I was driving, but I was still aware of what I was doing when I was driving, I had a simultaneous vision, and my husband was with me, and I was describing it as it was coming to my mind, okay? So I was meditating. I had actually been meditating that part of the scripture, just pondering on it in the back of my mind, in the files of my mind, about a clear vision that the Lord had spoken to me regarding the heart of his heart for humanity. I saw various people groups from various backgrounds picking up stones and getting ready to throw it at people, at one another, whom they thought deserved these stones. And then I saw Jesus draw a line in the sand in front of all of them at their feet, individually. I didn't see their faces, but I saw the outlines of them. I saw even the clothes that they were wearing. The thing that stood out the most was Jesus' face, and Jesus assumed a low position when he approached them. And just like in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, he drew a line in the sand at their feet, at each feet individually, and the basic scripture that came to my mind at the time when I was seeing all this was simply this. Where are your accusers? All your sins are forgiven. You are free now. Go and sin no more. And I thought it was quite odd because, you know, they were about ready to throw these stones in condemnation. Their hearts were feeling, they were feeling shame. And they were feeling humiliation. And they represented, I believe, the demeanor of the young people's heart, you know, that are searching, You know, and so many things have been thrown at this generation with the abortion industry. And I mean, the fact that this generation is a generation that people trust, that the enemy, all right, tried to use humanity to abort these kids because they carry something deep within their DNA structure that the Lord is going to use to surprise many people. And one of the surprises that I've actually witnessed online, thanks to my husband and his obedience, he was looking at for some videos to post onto Facebook. And there was, I was in my studio, he was at his computer in the other room. And all of a sudden I heard this tribal beat in there, you know, singing Hebrew, and there was a, you know, people were just rejoicing. I said, "What is that, Jeff?" And it was like tribal drums, and you know, like a combination of African and Hebrew, tribal Hebrew sound from heaven. And he told me that, he goes, "Surely you got to come and see this. This is a flash mob in Jerusalem. It was there right around 11/11." And something significant happened in 11/11. And according to King Clement, he had prophesied a couple of weeks ago, prior to 11/11, that God was going to move very mightily in the young people in the Middle East, and we will hear about it on the news. And this made YouTube. I don't know if it made the news, but we posted a video on the wall. So I'm going to now go to my friend Lars, who's going to tell us about what God put on his heart, you know, regarding Israel and what the Lord had ministered to him about 11/11 and the event that he attended on 11/11 in Pasadena, California. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we have Lars here. That was his shofar blast. And can you, before we go further into this about the line in the sand and the significance of 11/11, feel free to give a witness about how the Lord came to put it in your heart to blow the shofar at different places, you know?
Well, first and foremost, thank you, Lord, and we thank you for just doing a mighty thing by your Holy Spirit. I was in Ethiopia in 2009 for the ministry team, and there was a gentleman that was sounding the shofar, and anyway, the last day, I needed to speak to him about some things. He was a little bit in the flesh, and so there was a nice correction. And about a year later, within that 12 months after that point of 2009, a lady told me that I needed to learn how to sound the shofar. So I went to a prayer meeting down the street from my house, and I have a small ram's horn, and it's the type that they use for repentance, and it sounds like this. Pitch is very small.
I have one like that. Somebody gave it to me from Israel. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. When I realized when I blew it that there was something that God wanted to use this for,
mm-hmm.
use me for. So I went to the meeting with the small shofar, and later on I saw a bigger shofar, and I was like, man, I'd love to learn how to blow that. So I tried downstairs in front of the people there. I wasn't able to get much of a sound. I went upstairs and I just said, Holy Spirit, you've taught me everything. And literally, he gave me three notes, the tequillas, and I didn't even know what a tequila was, but three tequillas came out. And it's been just basically part of my walk with the Lord.
That's not tequila. That's not tequila from Mexico, is it?
No.
I'm only kidding.
Tequila. How the enemy even, the enemy takes that?
Yeah. That's why I mentioned it. I'm like, whoever will be listening to this broadcast.
A tequila.
Okay. Tequila. Yeah. Okay.
Tequila.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So tell me about, 11/11, the line in the sand in Pasadena, California. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I was trying to seek where to go because I knew that, you know, that was a special day. I mean, every day is special, but I knew there was a lot of things happening in the spirit realm. And I had an opportunity to actually go to a couple places, I believe even Israel, with Morris Sorello. And I did a lot of prayer and just felt like I was marked to be in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. So I went down the day before and stayed at the, they had a location outside the Rose Bowl, and got to do security, and then I got on the shofar team. And, you know, it was an incredible time in the presence of God. And I'm going to say this out of love, but shame on Christians, because if that was a football game, that stadium would have been packed. And I think the opening, we had around 12,000, which is still a good turnout.
Yeah.
But, you know, this has been planned for a year.
Okay.
And but it was a kind of a sign of like God says, you know, a remnant, you know, it speaks of a remnant. And, you know, I could speak of many things that I saw. They had the Deputy Prime Minister of Israel was there. I got to meet him.
Wow.
Meet an awesome pastor from Tel Aviv, and just a lot of great people. But one of the things that I actually got to see was a pastor that dropped dead at the event. He had a heart attack. He was about 45 years old.
Wow.
And I was working security, and I heard on the radio that there was a code. It said code, code. So we ran down, and just in the orchestration of God, when I went by the fire station, they had a small aid station. The firefighters came out, and just as I was passing that station and being a retired firefighter, they came out at the same time. And so we got there within about probably 2 minutes, and he had been down for probably 3 to 4 minutes by the time we got there. A paramedic was working on him. In fact, there's a story, I think I sent you the email. Basically, the paramedic, the Holy Spirit put him in a position where he was less than 20 seconds away from this guy.
Wow.
And his heart stopped between the firefighters, you know, doing their protocol, the people praying, which was amazing to see all the saints praying. And, you know, my prayer was that I said, I bind the spirit of death, I loose your hold, and I said, life or live. I think it was probably 3 minutes from the time that we got on scene. I actually heard the breath of life go back in him.
Wow.
And that was, I remember just yelling out, you know, hallelujah, because he was actually moving and trying to get up.
Mm.
So, you know, there was, it was 11 hours of prayer. And, you know, what was really interesting is if you look at the windstorm that hit LA a couple weeks ago, one of the main areas was Pasadena.
Wow.
And I think I heard something like 800 trees, 1200 trees got knocked over.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that, you know, what seems to happen here first always happens above.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes place here.
Yeah. Well, you know, the when I saw the pattern of the wind shear on CNN, I was at the gym at the time. I'm fasting from TV, so we don't have TV here, but we had it at the gym. It was right in my face. And
right.
I saw the arrows going over a certain pattern, and even the news announcers were saying, we've never seen this pattern before. It's a strange pattern of wind, you know, and it was like it had a mind of its own. And I really feel, to be honest with you, and I mentioned this at one of our shows prior to this, in the activity of heaven, the Lord said, showed me that the atmosphere is so charged with negativity because of witchcraft. Because of
yes.
witchcraft that people are involved in, and what it's done is it's disrupted the weather and the wind patterns and causing a lot of chaos. And so the Lord's dealing with that, you know. He's going and he's tearing down the right now, going before us because he loves us, he loves the United States. Because we're standing, we're choosing, even though there are people that are reluctant to stand with Israel.
Understand.
Yeah, and he's going after the god, you know, the Moloch, the shrine,
yes.
the little gods with a little G,
yes.
That people have erected in place of the one true living God.
And interesting that you bring that up because the day of our event I don't know if you heard or the listeners had heard of the 13 Crystal Skull Tour that went across America.
Wow.
And I remember hearing about that about maybe 10 days before our event, and I Googled that event. And would you not know, they showed up in L.A. on the same day.
Really? See.
And so I renamed it that day to the 13 Broken Skull Tour.
Oh, good. Very good. Yeah.
And so, yeah. But, you know, we don't, we have an enemy out there. It's not flesh and blood, but it's, you know, the principalities and powers and the liar.
Yeah. That's true.
So to kind of carry on about the event, and I guess we could just carry it into from the line in the sand.
Yeah.
And what that was specifically, I had heard, I got kind of firsthand knowledge about how the event came out. Pastor David was given direction by the Lord to put this event together. But he didn't have a name for it. So he was given some favor from the Rose Bowl, and they told him that we will give you the place, and you just need to, you know, we'll give you the place, but you need to take care of this. And so he was excited about this event. This was about a year ago. Then there's a pastor, Henry, out of Mariposa, and his wife, Grace, that I met both of them this last year. She had a vision from Yeshua, and the vision was he drawn a line in the sand. He was basically saying that this is where we're at. You know, there's no like turning back. It's like once you step up the line, you know, there's no like thing, well, I'm going to come back later. You know, once you get that line, we're all in. And so Grace told the husband about the dream. And then Henry is working with Pastor Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And they get this packet from, I guess, the city of Pasadena. And he opens it up, and at the top of the letter was written a line in the sand.
Wow. Wow.
And all of a sudden, Henry is like, are you kidding me? So then he gets remembered of this you know, vision from weeks earlier or a month earlier or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So there was something that God was doing, as he does, even when it doesn't seem like he isn't doing something. He's always doing stuff.
And he's always working behind the scenes. He's always working.
And he's working so fast.
Fast,
and,
yes.
So what happened is Saturday, I got asked to blow the shofar at a church on Sunday, and I was planning on going back on Saturday, so I prayed about it, decided to stay, and I stayed at the little college they have.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group of leaders that met Saturday night to kind of go over the event, and also the Deputy Prime Minister of Israel was there, and it basically was like 100 feet from my room, so I got some favor, and I got to sit with these people and listen. And afterwards, there was a woman named Sharon that I met, and then a gentleman named Bill Fowler. He is working with a group to end abortion in America.
Okay.
And his is, it's called the DNA Project, or the DNA, I don't know, but it's DNA. And I said, well, what I have gotten out of DNA is the divine nature of Adonai.
Wow.
And when I said that, something hit him, hit her, and anyway, we just kind of got yoked together.
Yep.
And I was speeding things up. I was planning on going to Israel in about 2 weeks. And I was talking with Sharon, and she's like really on fire. She has this passion about ending abortion in America and in the world. And she told me, she says, Lars, she goes, the Lord's telling me that you need to find the altar of Moloch. And she says, you know, when you get there, the Lord will show you specifically what needs to be done. But, you know, just she really put that in my spirit. So I did a Google search, and there's different scriptures. But one of them, it's in 2 Kings 23:10.
Okay.
And I'll just read King James. He says, and he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Moloch. And so what is being done today is no different than back then.
That's right.
From what I have heard about this false deity, this foul spirit Moloch, that they would heat this, they had a statue and they would heat it up and I guess the arms of Moloch would reach out, and then they would bring the babies in and sacrifice, you know. And, you know, abortions need to end. It's grotesque. It's murder. And
brutal.
So basically, the same thing's going on today.
Yeah.
So what happened, and I am not, I used to be before I got saved, I was obviously pro-choice, but after I got saved, you know, filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit in 2004, you know, totally got to see the truth. So I'm starting to see this as a paramount thing for America and the nations. So lo and behold, I was planning on going December 20th for 7 days, just me and the Holy Spirit. And I found out that this Valley of Hinnom was right next to King David's city in Mount Zion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I also, as I Googled it, I noticed that the Mount Zion Hotel is right there.
We stayed there. I actually stayed there in 1987 one night. The first and only time that I went to Israel. So I'm actually believing God for another trip, but, you know, we'll see what he does. But
So I'm you know, planning on going this trip, and then I found out there was another trip leaving in January. And so I was thinking, you know, maybe that's when I should go. And so I prayed and I talked to the lady that was in charge of that ministry group. And I mentioned about Sharon and Moloch. And she says, oh, that's the Valley of Hinnom. And she said, oh, and our hotel just happens to be right there.
Wow.
So I just shouted. I was like, well, got it. Done deal.
Yep.
So, you know, she's Sharon's going to be in Washington, D.C. on January 20th, I believe. And then we're going to be in Israel on the second part of that week, or the latter part of that week. So things will be being done in Jerusalem, and things will be done in D.C.
Well, you know, it's so funny. You know, that flash mob that was there, comprised of people, individuals that range between the ages of 10 and 50, it's almost like the Lord himself had commissioned them to go and dance. You know, he sent the dancers and the worshipers to the front lines like he did with King David, okay, before the battle was fought and won. And it wasn't fought the way that man wanted to fight. His presence went before them. Only what's happened in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount is the Lord. The battle is the Lord. He can only go before us if we do what he tells us. And if and they may have not have known, you know, maybe some of them were Christians and they heard the voice of the Lord, but for the most part, they were just a group of people led. Somebody must have been led of the Spirit. But, you know, they may not even know that they're being used. Because God has put his DNA, what was the acronym for what DNA?
Divine nature of Adonai.
Yeah, the divine nature of Adonai. Here at the scientists, they say it's deoxyribonucleic acid, which is translated to, you know, the divine nature of Adonai. And so it's just really awesome that they're doing what King David did. You know, it's a Davidic generation, you know. So something big is going to break for us.
Amen.
And that's why you're called about a month later to go and find this place and you know, complete what the Lord wants you to complete. But you're the shofar guy. And they also blew shofars before a battle, too. They did on the mountains of Jerusalem. Look at you.
Yeah, this is going to be, I'm excited.
I am too. I wish I was there. I'll be there in spirit.
Amen. And that's some attack this week. I had a dream where a dog was actually in my bed. And I know it was a demonic dog. And it was pretty trippy, but it was okay. You know, but I never had a dream like that. And I just know the Lord said, yeah, go ahead and, you know, just straighten my son up.
Well, you know, I've had attacks like that with black dogs coming in, and it would always be, you know, when the battle was going to be at its worst, but the Lord was showing me he's going to wage it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they were black dogs too, with fangs. You know, demonic dogs.
Oh yeah. Devil dog, no doubt. And you know what's interesting? Yeah. Talking of Dog, that the right hand man of Saul, his name was D-O-E-G, Dog.
Wow.
His name.
Yeah.
And I, God gave me an insight even about dogs in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
How that is spirit and how dogs show up. And when my neighbor's dogs bark now and I blow my shofar, I say, you see how long you want to bark? And if this dog has got a demonic dog in him, then that demon's gonna be bound in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. And you know, when you blow the shofar, it does a lot of things. The enemy goes, in his cohorts go in seven different directions, right? And yeah. I mean, and it's the lion in you. I was just doing something on the Activity of Heaven way back, maybe the second episode. We looked at the prophetic virtues of the ox, the lion, the man, and the eagle, the four living creatures. And the Lord was showing me, even though they're creatures that are before the throne of God, we have the kingdom of God within us. But every time we grow deeper, you know, in the Holy Spirit, those virtues, because of our baptism, they come forward in our nature, you know, in our personalities. And, you know, in seasons, they mark seasons. And I really believe, you know, the Lord's doing something with the lion in you. You know, the lion roar. He's placed the lion roar. And I'm getting prophetic now. The lion roar. The lion's roaring to the trumpet blast, you know, you see? And there's victory. There's victory at the lion's roar, you know? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on now. Yeah.
That right there, that right there.
Yeah.
When he says, hey, that's like yod hey vod hey.
Yeah, yeah.
That vowel, that letter of hey is not just say like hey you, but when it comes out, it's a spirit, man. It's like a shofar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amen. Wow. So you know, we're Hanukkah's coming up.
Yes,
and that's when are you leaving to go to Israel? December 20th on Hanukkah?
Third week in January.
Oh, okay. So you're making the arrangements and things like that.
Yeah.
And did you win the trip? How did it come about?
No, I just with a ministry group and I just got some favor. And, you know, thank you, Lord. He opened up some doors and the price was right.
Wow.
And the timing was right.
Yeah,
and,
the timing.
It's all good.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to, you know, the line, line, L-I-N-E, and then I think of the lion, L-I-O-N, of Judah in the sand.
Okay.
And out of the book of Isaiah 43, verse 1, but now this saith the Lord, Yahweh, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's real, real vital to all of us to know where we're from, who we're from, and who we are.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, in the book of Zechariah, it says that you know, the Lord would save the tent or the dwelling of Judah first.
Uh-huh.
And you know, obviously, you know, Jesus, Yeshua, is from the tribe of Judah. And something in my readings today, in the book of Psalms, verse chapter 60, verse 7 through 9, says, Gilad is mine, and Manasseh is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Ephraim also is the strength of mine head.
Yeah.
Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot over Edom. Will I cast out my shoe? Philistia, triumph thou because of me.
Mm-hmm.
Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? And I'm kind of seeing this kind of come to pass, and I can't think of the scripture off the top of my head, but there's a scripture, I think it's in Isaiah, maybe Jeremiah, but it speaks of who will go before me, and he looked and there was no one to go, you know, before him.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about his garments, you know, being stained in crimson, and, you know, he says, it was I, the Lord, you know, with my own right hand, you know, working this out. And that's mm-hmm. obviously when he came the first time. And
right.
And even I'm talking in the sense of the cross.
Yes, yes.
Even though we know he showed up in different people.
Right, Melchizedek. And,
and you know, Yahweh, the commander of Yahweh's army in Joshua 5:13.
Yeah.
But what the Lord's showing me to be such a peculiar people, mm-hmm. We really need to have an establishment of who we are.
That's right.
And, you know, the tribe of Judah is praise, it's truth. And as we get more inspiration by the Holy Spirit, and in the times we're in right now, we need to, he says, Judah is my lawgiver.
Yes.
And there's a lot of churches that water things down and, you know, we're not, you know, under grace, and, you know, which we are. But the Lord's clearly showed me how we have basically perverted His grace. We've abused it.
Yes.
I did for 44 years. And when I got saved and He started changing my ways towards His ways.
Yep.
And I've been in the Word every day since 2004. I have not missed a day.
Yep.
And I just want to encourage the listeners right now, hallelujah, that not by might nor by power, by your Spirit, Lord, that you would touch every person listening right now to God, and that you would do an increase of your truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
And an anointing of truth, not a breaker anointing, but an anointing of truth, the truth anointing.
Yes, yes.
And it would shatter, not just break, it would shatter, it would destroy.
Yeah.
It works the devil.
Thank you. And, you know, as you were praying that, the Lord was showing me, our whole thing was, we've been meditating on Ephesians 2 about the one new man coming forward. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we receive Jesus, we're in process and in progress. And if we open ourselves up to the grace of the Lord to transform us, and a lot of times when we get stuck, you know, our hearts get a little hard because we're not forgiven and we're not walking in that forgiveness all the way, we can be stuck in the old man nature. And the Lord is saying that He wants to release us into the fullness of the new man, you know, the one new man individually and then corporately. But we need to cross over that line. So so can we pray into that? And then maybe you can roll the show far. We're kind of coming to the end of the show. But I was thinking that when you go to Israel, maybe you can somehow connect with me if there's a cyber cafe there or someplace that you can.
Oh, amen.
Can you bring your laptop to different places? Or?
Yeah, I'm kind of praying about that. I'm going to kind of go light. I'm thinking about just taking a backpack.
Yeah.
But no, but there will be computers I can get a hold of, so absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. Also, let's pray, you know, for that emergence, you know, and that release in the Holy Ghost for this, because it has a lot to do with Israel.
And, amen.
And when the Gentile believers get to the place that the Lord wants them, it's going to be so much more glorious for Israel.
Amen. And real quick, Shirley, what I have found is that reason why a lot of people are struggling is that a lot of people still have bitterness.
Yes.
And holding fences against people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I search my heart every day and I ask the Lord, is there anything? And, you know, anytime He shows me, I just step into it.
Yeah.
But, he says that in the book of 1 Peter 4, verse 17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Yes.
And if it first begins at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of Yahweh?
Right.
So Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord. And Lord, the times are so evil, the times are so dark, but I can speak just with a humble heart that's on fire for you, Lord. You have been so awesome.
Yeah, Lord. Thank
Lord, you, because when I come to you each day, Lord, I ask, Lord, forgive me for any thought, word, or deed. And Lord, you have taken me on the most incredible journey since the beginning of 2004. And Lord, I myself do not want to walk away. I don't want to do anything, Lord, that would disdain you, would make you move away from me, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you would touch the listeners right now, Father God. that they would seek you, and when they just shift with you, hallelujah, that like you do with me, Lord, you say don't trip over that, just get up and move on.
That's right. Amen.
And that we would not trip on all this stuff that the enemy wants to bring back in our camp.
Yes.
I ask, Lord, that if there's anyone listening right now, Father God, that truly needs to ask for forgiveness of any resentment, bitterness, hostility, strife, hatred, yes, strong dislike, any discord towards a brethren or even to a neighbor,
yes,
even to the President of the United States, Lord,
yes,
that, Lord, that they would be humbled and they would just ask, Lord, forgive me,
yes,
and, Lord, just renew in me a steadfast spirit, Lord. And, Lord, I speak Isaiah 11, which, yes, is the attributes of your spirit, of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, my counsel, fear, Lord. And we would just ask that there would be just an increase of truth anointing, hallelujah, truth anointing, Father God.
Yes.
And, Lord, I just decree and declare the freedom that you imparted in me back 2 Octobers ago, Father God. I just decree and declare freedom, freedom, yes, upon the listeners. And Lord, we just thank you for just letting us declare how great you are, and we will praise you. And Lord, just let us continue to walk in the fire and glory. Zechariah 2 and 5, you said you would be the fire around her and the glory within her. And we just give you, Lord, all the praise and glory.
Amen. And Lord, I just want to lift up the bridal relationship, Lord, that you want to release in the power and glory in your people. Lord, Lord, it's been, a rocky road for many people. But Lord, I ask that you would strengthen the character of your bride, that they would desire in a greater way, that we would desire to, latch on to the hem of our beloved bridegroom King's garment, and that we would not let go. And Lord, I also ask for special favor for those, for everyone in the body of Christ, even institutions, everybody that's going into that next season, that's transitioning with joy, the favor of joy and anticipation of something glorious. And, as they graduate from the desert of their life, the desert that's been happening in people's lives in 2011, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, for that birth of that one new man to come in power and come in glory, Lord, and so release your people to come into that place of inheritance, leaving their stony hearts behind, and, Lord, and gladly accepting the heart of flesh spoken about in Ezekiel, as you sprinkle clean water on your bride to purify her. We thank you. Thank you.
And Lord, we just lift up Israel right now, Father God, even though everything we're speaking is first and foremost about your people.
Yes.
Israel, the apple of your eye, Father God. Zechariah 2 and 5 is exactly that. He said you would be the fire around her.
Yes.
Glory within her. So I just decree and declare, Lord, in the name that's above every name, Yeshua HaMashiach, that there would be an increase of Zechariah 2 and 5, Father God, and favor. We just decree favor of that region, Lord.
Yeah.
And the line of Judah would roar with just great victory and bringing in the multitude. And you said you would save all of Israel.
Yeah.
So we just give you praise. Thank you for touching Bibi Netanyahu and his just his cabinet and all the Knesset right now, along with our White House. Let them do wise things, Father God. We prayed today at the breakfast with all the men, Lord, and we just know there's a change. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for the change that you're doing with both governments. They're linked together. There will be no division between them.
Yes.
You will bring the two sticks together and make them into one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just give you praise.
And I just want to just leave with Psalm 122. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. for the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace, shalom be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. We seek your prosperity. We seek the prosperity of the Jewish people. Go on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Thank you. And I got that word emergence. There's an emergence of his presence coming to his people. Amen. Well, Lars, it was awesome. It was an awesome show. And we're at the end of the show. And so, this is, like I said, the show has been very historic. And we did have an attack. You know, initially there was a computer crash. But I had all this cookies and everything that needed to be cleaned. So for those computer buffs out there, techies, you know what I'm talking about. So.
But now, remember what we said. We wanted to start at 1:11.
Yes. Yes.
And we did.
Yes.
And then it went off for a while, and then we started at what time? 2:22.
2:22. Yep, yep.
That
yep.
was California time.
Yeah, California time.
So that would actually be 5. Would that be 2:22 would be your time, 5:22. Okay.
5:22, yep. But, this is my first time visiting California online. I've never been there before, but what's the temperature like there right now?
We're probably 55, 56, something like that.
Oh, okay. You know, that's been our temperature here, too, because you're north, right? Sacramento is northern California.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, Lars, we'll have to do this again.
Amen.
And,
anytime.
Pray on it and see where the Lord has, what the Lord puts on your heart regarding doing something from Jerusalem, on Skype, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
And we'll try to get back maybe this week. Just link on this.
Okay. Awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you. Maybe we'll do something on New Year's Eve because I'm thinking about getting people around in Skype. You can have
Amen.
More than one person and we can pray in the New Year's Eve. So maybe I can get a New Year's Eve party online about, concerning the prophetic and what the Lord has for 2012.
Amen. And when you can, go to YouTube and YouTube this link. It's called Man of Sin Unveiled.
Okay.
Tell me what you get out of that.
I will. All right, God bless you. Signing
off. God bless
off.
You, too. Shalom.
All right, shalom. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
God, the warrior. I am the battle standard. I am your sharp two-edged sword. I am your battle cry. I am a warrior, and my kingdom is spread by force. I am the Lord mighty in battle. I am the one who annihilates Satan's plans. I am the spirit of might. I am the master planner of all nations and kingdoms. I am he who leads you for my great name's sake. I am the conqueror of death, hell, and the grave. I am both warrior and poet. I am the supreme God, deliverer, and possessor. I am the Lord of hosts. I am the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I am God who cast out nations before you. I am commander-in-chief of all heaven's armies. I am he who drives out the wicked before you. I am the defender of those who believe in me. I am your strength. I am the Lamb sitting on the throne. I am your victorious banner. I am the fullness of greatness, power, glory, victory, and majesty. I am God Almighty and infinite in strength. I am your mighty shield. I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I am the sword of the Spirit. I am your high tower. I am the defender of Israel. I am your fortress. I am omnipotent. I am the enemy of the enemies of Israel. Thank you.
It's a cry for the nation. Let your kingdom come.